Welcome to your Daily Dose, international yachting, sailing, and boating news for Thursday, May 26th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, please do feel free to reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Now for today's news. The UK Chamber of Shipping is calling upon all those in the maritime industry to take part in the Ship Salute as part of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. They are calling upon every vessel in every UK harbour to sound a simultaneous long blast on their horn or whistle at 12 o'clock BST on Saturday, the 4th of June. The royal family has a long history of seafaring, having sailed aboard 83 royal yachts over the centuries. In Australia, an experienced skipper, along with two friends, has shared details of the moment his boat was overturned in an ocean storm. The three friends were lucky to escape with their lives early Tuesday morning. Skipper Shane Scholes has stated that the experience will keep him out of the water for the time being. Marine rescue took about 2 hours for an AMSA search aircraft to find the yacht, which had rolled over and then righted itself, but it snapped its mast. The three men were treated for hypothermia, but had no serious injuries. Again in Australia, but this time it isn't the vessel that finds itself in hot water. The Australian Federal Police have charged a 51-year-old master of an international bulk shipping carrier for his alleged role in a plot to import 320 kilograms of cocaine into Australia. The 51-year-old citizen of Montenegro is being charged with importing a commercial quantity of a border-controlled drug into Australia, and if convicted, the maximum penalty is life in prison. The case began in the middle of May when police and Border Force announced the arrest of two men charged with allegedly importing the cocaine, with the drugs valued at 90 million US. The two suspects had been observed in a small boat that they had rented in the port, which was seen idling close to the bulker well offshore. The men were arrested May 17th, and police boarded the bulker with suspicions that the cargo vessel was used to import the drugs. During their investigation, they seized a cell phone from the master and, upon further inspection, found messages relating to the drug smuggling operation. Cargo ships seem to be a cocaine smuggler's choice at the moment for Australia. You may remember a few weeks ago when we brought you the story of another bulker arriving from Argentina, which was investigated after a diver was found dead in the harbor, surrounded by numerous floating packages of cocaine. At the end of March, police arrested four crew members from a Cyprus registered bulker, leading to the recovery of 416 kilograms of cocaine worth an estimated street value of more than 125 million US. Charges have been laid in all three cases, but have yet to go to court. Seems that it isn't just Australia that has found the world's waterways to be useful for smuggling. In England, a yacht which was used to smuggle 60 million pounds worth of cocaine is on the auction block today. Wilson's Auction is selling a 50-foot yacht along with clothing, jewelry, cars, and boats from around the country under the Proceeds of Crime Act. Bidding is open to the public this morning at 11 a.m. GMT. Registered customers will have 24 hours to bid online before the auction closes at 11 a.m. GMT on Friday, May 27. The world may be concentrating on Russian gas and energy supplies at the moment, but even as the world shuts down the imports of one Russian commodity, there is another that is even more life-altering, grain. Russia has blocked Ukraine's grain exports by sea, cutting off vital wheat supplies to the world, particularly to areas that are already suffering from food shortages. The combination of this disruption, hot weather, and droughts hurting wheat crops in other parts of the world has sent prices of grain to near record highs. Experts say Russia is using food as a weapon of war. Russia has continued to ship wheat at the new price, which is 50% above the price last year, and with a bumper wheat crop in the next season, it looks to be cashing in. The Kremlin has made $1.9 billion in revenues from wheat export taxes so far this season alone. With Russian warships in the Black Sea blockading Ukrainian ships full of wheat, and Russian artillery bombarding grain warehouses across Ukraine, it doesn't seem like the food shortage will see an end until we see an end to the war. There is a massive shift coming soon for the yachting and boating industries. By 2026, millennials are expected to control 60% of the luxury market. And with that comes a new wave of yacht owners and designers who are not just driving innovation in the yachting sector, but radically transforming it. With young tech-savvy individuals who drive Teslas, have solar panels installed on the roofs of their homes, and care about the environment, an estimated US $15 trillion of ultra-high net wealth being transferred from one generation to the next within a decade, the needs and ideologies of younger buyers are already influencing yacht design, with sustainability and digital technology leading the charge. Two people that are taking advantage of that change are a 30-something aerospace engineer from India and a roboticist from Canada. The two have designed the Navier 27 boat, armed with intelligent software navigation system and hydrofoiling technology. At 8 meters in length, the Navier aims to become the longest range, high-speed electric vessel on the market, with a 75 nautical mile range at 20 knots. With this boat hitting the sweet spot with the new generation of environmental awareness, you can expect to see not only first-time boaters queuing up, but it could be the next tender trend. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Thursday, May 26th. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard or saw, please do hit the subscribe button. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, please send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. My name is Rhea. I have been your host, and I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 0600 CET and midnight EST. I hope you have an amazing day.